Bill, obviously, it wasn't the prettiest of games.
Doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, but you guys are back in the...
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt
you. That's right. But you guys are exactly back in the playoffs. It was defense. It was Tom Savage engineering that drive. What to say about this team to be able to pull out this victory?
It's a great team effort. Very, very tough football team. Great team effort to overcome the things that they've overcome this year. The players should get all the credit. The coaching staff, the assistant coaches should get some of the credit. But the players are they're a resilient bunch of guys. And to be AFC South champions 2 years in a row is a heck of an accomplishment for this team.
Hey, Bill, right over here. Talk about Tom Savage and compare what he did in the first half to how he looked like he settled down a little bit in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we went to no huddle. You know, he's a passer. Got to get him into a rhythm. And I felt like we got him into a rhythm. We still are not very good in the red area, and that's going to come back to bite us here if we don't improve that. We're going to keep trying to improve it. But I thought he did a nice job in the second half.
What'd you do in the second half to offset? They were hitting him a lot in the first half, and it was less. Did you have him get rid of the ball quick?
Yeah, we went to no huddle, and he was able to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker, John. You know, maybe the no huddle helped our pace, our rhythm, and, you know, it was a good job by the offensive staff of getting him into a rhythm.
Can you talk about being AFC South champions for the second year in a row?
I'm just proud of this team. I think that this team fights through a lot of adversity. We work them hard. We meet. We do a lot of different things to try to prepare them for the game. Like Brian said, it doesn't always look pretty, but at the end of the day, we're 9-6. And you know, look, we're 5-0 in the division, and we beat a very tough Cincinnati team. I don't really care what their record is. They got a great head coach, Marvin Lewis, and they got a heck of a team, very tough team. And so I give our players a lot of credit. I think our players deserve a lot of credit for this win tonight and to be AFC South champions 2 years in a row.
When Tennessee lost today and you knew you were going to clinch it, did you talk to the players or you just figure they knew it?
Well, these guys are bright guys. I mean, they knew it was on the line. They knew if we won that we won the division. So, you didn't have to say much to them, John. You know, it was more about preparation for Cincinnati and making sure that they knew what their job was against Cincinnati. That was the biggest deal.
Talk about the defense not giving up at that one long play.
Yeah, they just did an unbelievable job, except for that one play. They really did an unbelievable job of getting pressure. They kept us in the game. I mean, it was 3-0 at halftime when we were terrible on offense, and they kept us in the game. And, you can't give our defense enough credit. They've done a nice job all year.
Specifically, Romeo Crennel and what he's done this season. I mean, you lose J.J. Watt, you make the playoffs, you lose Kevin Johnson. Clowney comes up big again. Merciless comes back. You've been around Romeo for a while. What did he do this year that was maybe even stronger, more impressive than he's done at times before?
Yeah, no, Romeo. Romeo's been around a long time, Brian. You know, he just a very experienced guy. He's dealt with all kinds of different issues in his career. I mean, if you really like think about his career, I mean, think about all the things that he's gone through. So, you know, maybe losing a player here and there to injury, that might not be the biggest thing that he's gone through in his career. I think the other thing about Romeo is he'd probably be the first one to tell you that, you know, as far as coaching goes, he's got an excellent coaching staff underneath him with Mike Vrabel and John Butler and Anthony Weaver and Anthony Midget and Will Lawing. And nobody talks about Will Lawing. You know, this is a quality control guy whose dad is the defensive line coach at Florida State, a football guy, does a lot of stuff for me. The defensive staff does a great job. Shane Bowen, another quality control guy. So, you know, I think all of those guys, they have a good room and they've done a nice job all year. And like I just told the team, you know, now, you know, we got to keep it going. That's the key. Got to keep it going. But for tonight, we're going to celebrate tonight, no doubt about it.
Bill, can you talk about Alfred Blue and how he played tonight, what that meant for you guys?
Yeah, I think he's a big back, a tough back. My first year here, we drafted Alfred, and he's had some really good games for us. Maybe the stats don't always look the greatest, but he's a very tough runner, and I think what happens is the more you use him, he tends to wear the defense down after a while, and I thought he did that tonight, especially on that last touchdown run. He made a nice cut. We collected the blitz pretty well on the blocking, and he was able to break free into the end zone.
9 wins so far this year, and even though only one was by more than one score, some might say that that's not sustainable, regression of the mean. Do you think that winning close games the way that you guys have all season long, do you think that that's a skill?
Well, I think that, first of all, I don't think this this team or this coaching staff really cares about what some might say. You know what I mean? I don't think that really matters in this room. What matters in this room is the work we put in and try to correct the mistakes that we make. And, you know, I think we're good at situational football. I think whether we're behind or we're in the lead, we try to get a feel for the game. And so all of these games are close. And so, you know, I think we have to just count on the fact that these are going to be close games next week, the week after. You know, they're going to be close games. So, you know, I just think that I don't know if it's a skill, but I think our coaching staff and our players work very hard together to try to win these close games.
You come in, you win, you're pretty emotional. What does this mean to you personally?
I just
how do you feel right now?
I feel great for this team, John. I mean,
how
I think
do you feel
that
for yourself?
I don't care about myself. I feel great for this team. I think that this team is a tough team. I think that they work hard in practice. They've given us everything that they can give us, and I just feel great for this team.